This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is Tom Chenault, and it's the Tom Chenault Show. I hope you're having just a phenomenal Saturday. It is great out here in Colorado. The weather's beautiful. Daylight savings time tonight here in Colorado, I think mostly all over the country, so don't forget to do whatever you do, spring forward, fall back, whatever the heck that is.
Spring forward.
What a day, huh? How's your life in multi-level marketing and home-based business, Marianne?
It's good. I love it, and we talked a little bit today about my purpose or what I wanted my life to look like.
And what
this is it. This is it.
So you like how your life looks?
I love how my life looks.
How was the GoPro event?
Over the top. And I have to admit, I like the women's event. I've been to the other one. I like them both, the Mastery. But the women's, I feel, and maybe that's just because I'm a woman.
That's kind of got something to do with
it. That might have something to do with it. But I just feel like I can, resonate with what they're doing and what we're taking away from it. So, but yeah, it was great. What'd you think of all the women? I mean, the women's GoPro.
I thought it was phenomenal. I love the skills. I love the fact that they really focused on GoPro and Eric Worre. And I really think it was extraordinary with all the testimonies of the gigantic successful people all had one thing in common, and that was they were following that track by Eric Worre as outlined in his book. And that was interesting to me because why would you change the course if everything is laid there like a template? Because if you go do that and then you leave one company and go do another, you've got the skill sets in place to go do it again. And I love that. You know, I hear all kinds of time about this leader system and that leader system and this all this noise. But going back to, obviously, maybe if you go all the way back to the Amway days and then you look at Bill Gould and what he did over at Equinox and several of these people and the people, David Rutz is always talking about what happened over at ACN and that crew and how they got to where they are. But everybody's pretty much saying the same stuff. And that is figure out a track and then everybody run on it together and make it duplicatable and simple so somebody can understand it. And the key is have somebody at the point that's got the ability to have done it before that's out there teaching it. Because if you have somebody out there practicing on your team, they're practicing on your team. And as good as they think they are at something else, they're probably not real good at something that a lot of people are really good at. And I think Eric Worre is really, really good at it. And I'm going to emulate that. And in my company, I'm going to emulate what Eric Worre taught me and try to get that across the field to my leaders so they're doing exactly the same thing. And my goal is to be just a vessel of leadership to build better leaders. I don't need the ego or the story about it being all about me. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what I got from that, Marianne. Thanks for asking the question. I hadn't thought about it very much.
Yeah, no, that was good. And, you said right away, you said we should all, reread GoPro. And
yeah.
I mean, I read it a couple of years ago and I got the Audible on it right now. And, it's interesting because it depends on, you hear different things depending on what space you're at, where you're at in your network marketing career. And so already I've picked up a few things that I didn't even catch the first time around.
And the terminology is the terminology. Fancy words confuse people and a confused mind does nothing. So going in there and learning how to get it back to the basics. And talk about doing one-on-one meetings, home meetings, weekly meetings, monthly trainings, go to regionals, build towards your convention, empower your leaders, listen to your leaders, put the attention on your leaders, don't try to be the hero yourself. Those are all things that, when I get into your computer, and I do it all the time, I come over here and you're doing a PowerPoint or you're making a brochure or you're doing something you know how to do. And I get all indignant because you can't spell very well. And so, which is true, but you always correct it. But, so I think I'm smarter than you are. And I hop on your computer and I completely screw everything up. And then I come back and, you know, then I blame you for me screwing it up. And if I just were to do what I am really, really good at and let you do what you're really, really good at, we'd get along just fine. But my ego is such that I have to grab the microphone and I have to grab the, in your case, the mouse. And I've got to stop doing that. I'm calling that on myself because you're extraordinary at what you're extraordinary at. And I have to give it that, and I can't be Marianne Niehaus. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, no, and I appreciate that. And you know, when did, I was thinking, when you were saying that, because I remember, I think it might have been, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, and I always get something from Lisa Grossman, and she's going to be on the show here in a few weeks, maybe in a month or two, but we're going to get her scheduled. But she, I always just take the most amazing thing away from her. And she said, your job is to get up on stage, get the microphone, and then give it to that next leader.
Yeah.
Develop that next leader. It's about getting there and getting off as fast as you can.
And low self-esteem is exactly the opposite. You can't. Not only do you just stay awake at night trying to grab that microphone, you will not give it away, even though people better than you are better than you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sad. I'll give you one quick fact, and then we're going to bring in our guest. After crude oil, coffee is the most sought-after commodity in the world. There's no shame in coming in second place to oil. Coffee's worth over $100 billion a year worldwide. It's ahead of commodities like natural gas, gold, Brent oil, sugar, and corn. How can you not want to have another stream of income other than, and have, you know, you have to have that coffee stream of income. And one of the experts across the world is Lance Gordon. He is a published author of at least 3 books. He is highly sought after as a speaker, and he worked at the Internal Revenue System Service.
I think you're not supposed to say that, but go ahead.
And came back from there, became a CPA, and that's what he does now. So he's in the middle of tax season, but I wanted him to give some tips on tax, but I really wanted to hear from him as an expert on coffee because it is absolutely taken over the world. And in multi-level marketing, it's really, really great because it crosses all borders. You don't have a bunch of formulations that you have to get to governments and things like that. Coffee is everywhere, and if you've got a coffee stream of income, you probably have it made in the shade. So what differentiates coffee companies is probably the same thing as it does every time you go to a coffee shop, and that's the quality of their coffee, and what do you need to find there? So, Lance Gordon, how are you, buddy?
I am fantastic, Tom. How are you doing?
I am so happy to have you aboard, and I just can't even believe it. And first, we should talk taxes. Because I know people are sitting around right now having a cup of coffee because over the world, how many cups of coffee do you think get drunk, people drink, consume every year? How many cups of coffee per year does the world consume, Lance?
It's got to be in the billions.
I would say it's in the billions.
Billions and billions.
Yeah, like 500 billion a year. 500 billion a year. Can you imagine that? That's how many are out in the world. So that's incredible. You happen to be an expert. You've been telling me about this forever. I've been kind of hesitant because I was such a nutrition guy and such basically a hope guy that I didn't grasp what you've been trying to, you and Tom Martin and Robert Blackman have been grabbing me by the throat to tell me forever. But now, and Cynthia Simmons, I know so many people, Holton Bugs, that were smarter than me and before me in this thing. It's unbelievable. So before we go there, Lance, people have to pay their taxes. They can't cheat on their taxes. They can't avoid their taxes. They can just be smart about their taxes, right?
They can be smart. There's all kinds of things out there that you can do to minimize your taxes. But if you walk into, you know, your traditional, and I don't want to, the mainstream preparers, the big ones, they basically will take your stuff and put it in the computer, and they're tax preparers, and all they do is come out with a number, and you got to pay it. And they don't really know how to get it down. There's a lot of ways. If you get somebody that is a tax expert that knows how to minimize your taxes, he does more than just put the numbers on a line. He goes and looks at it and tries to interview you and find out what you're doing, what you did during the year, and find ways he can minimize your taxes. And I do this all the time. Leah, a girl came in yesterday and she owed $8,000. She went to H&R Block, paid $380. She came in crying because her dad told her to come to me. And she went to a company, a franchise company, because it was a block from her house. And she didn't want to drive across town. So when she saw the $8,000 bill, she drove across town. And I sat there and spent about an hour and a half with her. She stopped crying. And she knew she owed tax, but she didn't know it was going to be $8,000. Well, we got it down. By the time she left, it was down to $2,000. She knew she owed about four, but we got it down to $2,000. So that was a $6,000 difference in her taxes. And she gave me the same information, but I just started asking a few more questions and dug some stuff out that saved her a ton of money.
Well, and the key is, and that is true. You want to be with somebody. Well, this is a home-based business show, so you want to find, you know, Sandy Botkins out there. There's a lot of people that do MLM tax. Lance happens to be a worldwide expert at it, and he hasn't even asked me to give his phone number out. Marianne, put his email and website in on Facebook, will you please?
Okay.
But this guy's a beast, and here's the deal. I know so many people that have made a ton of money, but they didn't have good tax planning, and they didn't have great money skills. And even though they made that great money, they're sitting there with their hat in their hand, darn near broke, wondering what the heck happened to them because they didn't talk to a guy like you on the front end, right?
That's usually the case. Yeah, they didn't have any, you know, it's good to do a little planning before the end of the year, too. One thing you have to do before you take advantage of it, there's really two tax systems in this country, as Sandy Botkins talks about it. There's the one for employees, which most of the population is, and then there's one for self-employed people that own their own business. And it's a completely different tax system, and all of the loopholes that everybody claims Donald Trump gets, well, you actually get the same exact loopholes he has. They're not loopholes, they're just benefits that the government gives to self-employed people, because the country, believe it or not, encourages self-employment. They want you to own your own business. They're encouraging you to do it, and they've created a separate tax system for you that comes under completely different Internal Revenue Code sections, and it's for the small business owner. And if you're legitimately working your business, if somebody's telling you that you just have to get in the business and not do anything and you can write it off, that's not true. You have, and IRS is smart enough to know, you have to be engaging in the business. You have to be talking to people, interviewing people, working the business, making an attempt to make money. And if you're legitimately trying to earn an income, you have a profit motive, because IRS requires a profit motive. You have to be trying to make money. So if you are, you may not be making money, but you have to be trying to make money. There's a whole bunch of things that you can write off. You can make vacations, business trips. You can travel. You can convert your home office. You can have a home office and write that off. Your cell phone.
Lance, let's take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break, Lance. You are such a beast. I love this guy. We're going to put out his information right here, so go to his website. We'll be right there.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of his Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dave Brisky, the CEO at Jobvolution.com, is calling me on my other line. He must not be listening to the radio show, which breaks my heart. Jiminy, Lance, we think you'd have him on the radio, but here's another fact for you. Coffee farms are the economic livelihood of over 25 million people, and coffee is grown in over 50 countries in Asia, Africa, South America, Central America, and the Caribbean. 67% of the world's coffee is grown in the Americas alone. We'll get to that in a minute, but between here and there, I want to do five more minutes on tax and talk about that, and then we'll get over to my favorite subject, which my taxes are my least favorite subject, that I know I have to pay my taxes. I got audited 2 years in a row back in 2007, 2008. It was an excruciating, or maybe 2008, 2009. Certainly don't want to mistake that. It was an excruciating process being a multi-level marketer because in this business you have a tendency to take all those write-offs that a Sandy Botkin or a Lance Gordon tell you that you can take. But when you come to audit time, man, I want to tell you, the old sphincter's getting a little tight because you're going, holy cow, maybe I shouldn't have done that. But, you know, you play by the rules and it wins for you. And it actually worked out okay on both of those audits. And that's why I'm in love with a guy like Lance Gordon who says take advantage but don't abuse the laws. So I'm telling every one of you to do that. And I'm telling you to get on the front edge of it because tax bills are no fun. And being behind it and paying quarterly and all that stuff is hard. But when you start making some money, I think it's your best spent money, especially after you've used all the tricks and things like that that these guys teach you to make that number as small as possible. So, Lance, back to you. Well, people paying their taxes. Don't try to cheat. Play it fair, but use the laws to your advantage, right?
Yeah, you don't really have to cheat because there's so many things that you can write off. And the biggest thing is mileage. And now there's so many apps you can download on your phone which will track your mileage for you because people just never wanted to fill out that stupid little mileage log. Well, now there's apps you can download. When you're doing a business trip, you just hit the button and say, I'm taking a business trip. It'll track the money, your mileage, and when you're done, you just hit it. And people come in with these printouts, and they've got every single mile documented. and there's thousands of miles, and they miss. What happens is when you don't track it, you miss a lot of miles when you're driving for business. When you're going to pick up product or go meet somebody for coffee or this, you miss a lot of those miles. And with these new phone applications, and everybody's got a phone, and IRS cannot question that log, you're home free, and that's your biggest deduction. And when you take trips, you know, you don't have to keep track of all your receipts for your food, because when you're out of town overnight traveling on business, you can take a per diem rate, which is about 50-some dollars a day, and you don't need any receipts. All you have to do is prove you're overnight, and you can write all that stuff off. I actually had a student that is going to Australia. And he's one of my distributors, and I said, you know, he's going there for a business. He's going there for a co-op program for school. He gets credit for a course, and he's helping with a new startup company over there. And they can't. He said, can I write off any of the expenses? Well, for school, no. You can't take the trip over. You can't take the trip back, and you can't take your expenses there. But I said, you know, the country has opened up for your products. So you can go over there and recruit, spend a couple hours a day recruiting people, and you can write off everything, your trip over, your trip back, and all your expenses while you're there for 3 months. But you've got to actively recruit and keep a record of what you were doing, because you're going to be writing off a lot of expenses. So a trip that he normally couldn't write off, if he goes and works his business over there and tries to open up an Australian branch, he's now can write that stuff off. And hopefully, I said, you get some activity and somebody gets involved in the business just to show you, you know, they figure with 2.5 months, you should have gotten something. So that's an example of where if you just think about it, you can make that non-deductible trip deductible if you just work your business while you're over there, whatever business you're in. If you're opening up that country, of course, there has to be the potential to get people in that country. So there's a lot of opportunity there. And as you build organizations in other cities, build an organization in Hawaii and then go there every January, and you'll be in a nice warm climate and you can write it off if you're working with your team there. There's nothing wrong with building your business around that Hawaiian trip, although IRS is going to kind of look at a trip to Hawaii in January. They might scrutinize it a little more, but if you keep the records, most of IRS adjustments are because people don't have the records. Make sure when you take somebody out for lunch, you write the name down of who you took out on the receipt and stick it in an envelope somewhere and keep that receipt. Now you can email yourself receipts a lot of times, although you can't write on them. No, that's the problem. So keep records, because most of IRS adjustments are lack of records. Most people don't keep receipts and records, and that's the problem. They don't keep mileage logs. But if you do that, there's a lot of things you can write off.
Okay, Lance. LanceGordon.com is his website. Go take a look at it. I mean, he is awesome, and he'll talk your ear off. I've never met a more long-winded accountant in my life, which is really good because most of them are trying to get you off the phone. Lance knows his stuff. And the other side of this call, you're going to hear what he knows about coffee, and that is going to make your pants want to get up and dance. We'll be back right after this.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, Icon Geeks on site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks on site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks on site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Optional Show, and we've got Lance Gordon, and we are talking coffee today. It's a great day out there. I've been giving you some incredible facts about coffee. I want to give you another one just because I think it's kind of cute. So, and you know, I've always been kind of cute, Marianne. You know how that goes.
I know.
So here's another one for you. I don't like that one. Over half of Americans over the age of 18 drink coffee every day. Half the people in the United States drink coffee every day. Now, think about how many take vitamins, not that many, put on makeup, probably half, because half the women do. I mean, just think about that. Coffee is the source of 75% of the world's caffeine. That's amazing. That's all I want to tell you. So tell me a story, Lance. What about coffee? How did you fall such in love with coffee? Tell me why you did it, what that's all about.
Well, I've always loved coffee, and back in 2009, I had pretty much been in network marketing for 14 years, and I decided to hang up my spurs and retire, and didn't really want to do it anymore. There wasn't anything that really turned me on, and I'd never thought about coffee, and I was approached by a friend of mine, and he told me about a company that had a coffee that had weight loss coffee, and they had some functional coffees. It wasn't what in network marketing, usually the coffee is functional coffee. It does more than just taste good and give you some caffeine. It usually it's either weight loss or some of it is an energy coffee or there's focus. It's the stuff you can't buy in the retail stores. And the only place you can get it is through network marketing, and that's the only way it would ever work. And I saw this coffee that had mushrooms in it, and it had weight loss. They had a weight loss coffee, and I was intrigued by it because I love coffee. And I started deciding, do I really want to come out of retirement? And after analyzing it, there was four things about coffee that make it unlike any other MLM company you'll ever see. And it was such a powerful force when I analyzed and figured out these four things that I said, I got to do this. I cannot miss this opportunity. And today, two of the top five earners in the world are in coffee companies. The first thing is, you just talked about it. You don't change any buying habit. People already are taking it. Matter of fact, they're kind of addicted to it. You got to have that coffee every day. People, it's a mild addiction. You can break it, but they are kind of addicted to it. And so you don't have to change a buying habit, and that's huge because I didn't feel like changing buying habits. And I knew I wasn't going to go out to those other 50% that don't drink coffee, and I'm not going to try and pour it down their throat. Forget them. But I may approach them and say, I don't like coffee. Well, I say, do you know anybody that does? Because every one of those people that don't like coffee knows somebody that does like coffee. And the second thing is, we're in a relationship business. If you're in multi-level, it's a relationship business. And this is a relationship product. By its very nature, it's a relationship product. And Tom, you use that coffee shop interview, what fits in better but coffee? And the third thing is, it's easy to get people to try it, because the hardest thing when you have a product-based company with whatever it is, makeup or whatever, vitamins or whatever, it's very difficult to get them to try it. And coffee is the easiest thing to get people to try. When they came in to get their taxes done, I gave them the coffee, and they didn't even know I'd given them my product. It's just so easy. And the last thing is, you get immediate reaction to it, because you either like it or you don't like it. And if you have a good product, you get an immediate reaction to it. With some of these other things, you don't get that immediate reaction. When I started looking at those four things, I was in hook, line, and sinker. And I decided, this is where I got to go. This is phenomenal. And I've never, in 14 years of network marketing, I never had anything that was so easy. I grew a team faster than I've ever grown a team. I did it during the tax season where I had literally no time. But coffee literally does the job for you. If you get a good company, you get a good product. It does the job for you. And that was it. Those four things. When I started thinking about I made a list of why should I do it and why shouldn't I, and I came up with those four things, and they proved to be true over the long haul.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And I think because you can see around corners as a CPA, you can see around corners as to where the market really is and where people want to lead with. And, I have shifted my focus over the last couple of weeks, or probably over the last month, in my company to coffee. And I've become just crazily obsessed with it because I see the size of the market. And quite frankly, I had missed the size of the market. And if I'm going to get a worldwide business, I have to have a worldwide product. And this one travels across all borders seamlessly. Marianne, you wanted to say something about this.
Well, I was just kind of laughing because when I called Lance and told him about being on the show, I said, so what do taxes and coffee have in common? He goes, I need to drink like 3 or 4 cups of coffee before I start my taxes.
Yeah.
but really, okay. I mean, it's true what you said. It is a worldwide market.
Yeah, there is no doubt about it. There is absolutely no doubt about it. And I thank you, Lance, for being on the forefront of this. Tell me about the difference between, especially in the network marketing space, the different companies and the quality of their company, the source of their company. Do they have real coffee? What does that all look like?
Well, there's a lot of companies out there. Most of them, there's some of them that actually make their own coffee. Most of them have somebody else make it. The ones that make brewed coffee, obviously brewed coffee is far superior to an instant coffee. And some of them do, even with an instant coffee that isn't the greatest, it's not bad. They've improved it a lot, some of these companies I've run into. But even with a coffee that isn't the greatest, if it has function to it, like the big thing, the hot thing right now is mushrooms. There's a lot of mushrooms that have tremendous health attributes, things you can't find in any other food for cholesterol, for heart disease, for even cancer fighting. It helps your body fight it off, like the Reisha. The Ganoderma is the really big one, and Cordyceps. They put that in. A lot of companies have put that in their coffee. The problem is it's hard to – you don't want to ruin the taste of the coffee. And some of them haven't been able to wrap their arms around how to get the taste it leaves. And some have figured out how to do it, some haven't. It's expensive to do, though. There's a lot of difference in coffees, and some of them have come out with coffees that didn't work so well and they didn't make it. There was a company called Healthy Coffee that's gone under, but there was a weight loss coffee. If you have a really good product, though, and especially if you have a brewed coffee product, you've got a big distinct advantage over some of the instant coffee that's out there, because a lot of it is instant coffee, and that is not nearly as you know the difference, Tom. Brewed coffee, really, there's no comparison.
Yeah, I agree with that. And what we want to do, Lance, I mean, we're not talking about knocking anybody else's product line. That's, you know, that's the name of the game. Lance is in a company. I'm in a company. I'm not talking about any particular company. I'm talking about you getting into a coffee company and making sure you've got that stream of income, because you're going to develop the relationship with those human beings on something that literally everybody is doing. And no matter what, they're going to continue buying coffee, whether they buy it from you or from somebody else. They might as well buy it from you. And the companies that can grow their own company, their own coffee, that they can go out with these creative formulas to put weight loss attributes in or energy attributes into, I mean, those are the ones that win. Because convenience of coffee, you know, having K-cups and maybe samples is one thing. Having the ability to buy ground coffee or brewed coffee is another. And the name of the game is have a freshness in that coffee that is better than they're going to be able to get at Starbucks or anywhere else. And if you can find that, you probably own the world, right, Lance?
That's it. It's a huge market out there. And you only, like I said, you don't even need a piece of the pie. You just need to lick the knife.
No question about it. Now, talk to me about leadership in network marketing. I mean, you've been a leader forever. You worked with the people over at XL Communications. You know all those guys. You've been in the stratosphere of this profession. How do you think network marketing is holding up with all the public companies buying them and the hedge funds and all these companies that think they know what they're doing, but they're probably just, you know, they might be even screwing it up, you know, and finding a company that's got like network marketers at the top that have been network marketing forever, a BK Barreco, so to speak, or somebody like that, that really, congratulations to him, by the way, for launching his company last Tuesday. At what point, I mean, don't you think it's important to have the leadership from the front of the room with people that have actually done it versus talked about it?
That's really important what you touched on, because I like companies where you have network marketers in the home office where they've experienced it and they understand the field, because we're a strange breed and you've got to understand us. And when you bring in corporate executives that really don't understand the mindset of the average network marketer and what drives us, you find problems. I was in Excel. And we had network marketers in the home office. And as we merged with major companies, we merged with Bell Canada. We became that was a $20 billion company. We were a tiny little piece of that, like they said, a wart on a frog's butt. And they didn't understand us. And we lost all of that relationship with the home office, with network marketers. And we didn't have network marketers anymore, and that's when I got really concerned. We have people that didn't understand us, and it ultimately ended up in our demise because we lost that connection, and all we had was corporate people, and all we were was a company that was just bought and sold, and there was no relationship anymore.
And what do you think about that? I mean, I've got a couple of companies in the back of my mind where, you know, they come in, and think that they understand the space that they're in, whether it be hedge funds or public markets or whatever it is. And they think they understand everything, and they think they can walk in and change everything to look more like a corporate America company and just play like they're network marketers. And there's no room for that, is there, Lance? I mean,
it
feels to me, when I look across the board.
People get really nervous when they see there's no network marketing experienced people in the home office. And the classic example is Sprint. Sprint started out and was built by network marketing. It was owned by Southern Pacific Railroad. And they exploded and came out of nowhere, and they were passing MCI, and they would have actually chased AT&T. And then they hired some corporate executive people, and they had made all this money now, and they had a $100 million budget. And some smart guy in the home office decided that they were going to use traditional advertising, and they let the entire 500,000 field force people go, shut down the network marketing, and they started advertising on TV with that little watch the pin drop thing. And they spent tens of millions of dollars, and that was the worst thing they could ever do, because they never grew after that. They lost market share, and they never were a powerful company again compared to AT&T and MCI. And that was because they got rid of the field force. All those network marketing 2000 people came into XL. A lot of those people had rolled over and came into XL and started taking those Sprint customers away. And it really killed them, because some guy from corporate decided he was going to use traditional marketing, and why pay all these network marketers residual income? It was a waste of money. So they terminated every distributor and shut it down overnight.
Crazy.
Big mistake.
We're going to take another break, Lance. I hate radio on the advertising side of it, other than the fact that it pays the bills. And we have to take a break. If we were a podcast, that wouldn't happen. But guess what? If we were a podcast, no one would listen. So we'll be back right after this.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have, and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie Hammered Knives. Custom knives made in America.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's Marianne Neos. We got the great Lance Gordon on here for the final segment. We're talking coffee. We're talking network marketing. We're talking leadership in network marketing. And, you know, I love this profession, and I want to protect this profession. And most importantly, I want to protect the people in this profession. It is such hard work. And when somebody gives you their $500 or less to get started in this business, they deserve the chance to really have a better life if they're willing to work hard and do that stuff. And it's the name of the game is get involved with a company that is going to be around for the long haul, because you can't build these overnight. And you have to have a leadership team that has that agenda. If they've got any other agenda other than building this thing out over the long haul, there is going to be a problem. And I want to ask you about that, Lance, because you and I talk on a regular basis about all these goofy startups that really have no shot. And you talk to the leaders and they say, yeah, I'm going to make some money now, but if it's not around in a couple of years, no big deal, because I made some money. And for me, that's a great idea, except you're going to take a lot of people off the cliff when it does blow up, and you might go to jail. What do you think about all that?
I think it's I think it continually is what we are trying to overcome, because there's so many of these startup companies that are flash in the pan type things. They are designed to fail almost from the beginning. We've talked about the comp plans. You get in early, make money. You don't have to do any work. Run for the hills if you hear that, because it just, that's not the way it is. It's network marketing. It's not, you don't get in a network marketing company, you get in a network marketing company. And when they promise you, you'll make money easy, you get in early, you get spillover, and you just sit there and wait for it to flow, that is run for the hills. It just doesn't happen. You've got a better chance of buying a lottery ticket. And a lot of these companies that they form, and they get all these, a lot of people coming in with that mindset, they'll make money even if it goes under. The people that start them and the initial few people that come in, they usually will get some old-time legends from the network marketing that sell their names to these companies. And they say, well, so-and-so's in and this guy's in and that guy's in. If you get in early, you're going to be real close to corporate. And then people rush in. They gave their money down. And if they last a year or two, the owners that started it will make several million dollars. They paid some money to the big name guy that put his name on the line to say he's in. And unfortunately, with the tremendous failure rate of these companies, it does give a black eye to the industry, and we have to overcome that. There's thousands of network marketing companies out there, and there's only 100 or maybe 200 really, really good legitimate ones. I prefer, and it's just my own thinking, I like publicly traded companies, because I like to see an open book. I want to see what's going on. I want to see how much they're really paying. And I can look at a public company's network marketing or a financial statement. I can tell how much they're paying out to the field. You can see it right on. They show the commissions paid out to the field, and you can do the percentage calculation, and I know what percentage of the gross profits are going to the field. And I look for companies that don't have a lot of breakage, because there's a lot of breakage in companies. You don't have to compare comp plans. Just look at how much they're paying out. And that is a real that's why I like public companies. And although there's not a lot of them around, public companies also eliminate that pyramid deal question, because no pyramid deal is ever going to get approved by the SEC as a public company. None. They just don't do it. So you know right away that company is totally legitimate. It stood the test of time, and it's going to be around for probably a long time. And I prefer public companies, but, you know, there's some good non-public companies out there, too. And some people don't like public companies. They've got their reasons for it. I think if you look at the pros and cons, a public company has a lot of advantages over a private company. And because you never get to see the numbers on a private company, you don't know what's really going on. You don't know what the owners are really doing. You don't know who is involved. But they can't make a move with a public company without you knowing it, because you get the annual report and you can see what's going on. Plus, if you're with a really good public company, you can buy stock in the company. And if you're driving the revenue, you're going to drive the stock at that price, and you might as well make money on both sides. So you don't have to worry about it. Because if you're building this residual income, the holy grail we all look for, and you want long-term residual income for your kids and grandkids and multi-generational wealth, it doesn't mean anything unless the company's there, right, Tom?
Yeah, and you look at this at the USANAs and the Herbalifes and the New Skin stocks and Amway stocks. Those are stable as heck. You got that World, which is a new company. It's only been around a short amount of time, but their stock has gone from 60 cents to 12.40 in a year. I mean, there's a lot going on out there. And the stock is as important as, you know, it's a means of currency. And having somebody smart at the head of the stock wheel is as important as somebody smart at the head of the company wheel. And there's a lot of factors there. I happen to agree with you on the public side of it, as long as the company remembers that, you know, they are distributor driven and they work for the distributors, not the whim of the stockholders. And it's a pretty exciting time right now to be in a publicly traded network marketing company. And I hope all of you have gotten a lot out of talking to Lance Gordon. Lance, what's your phone? Do you take new clients, Lance?
Absolutely. I have a website, lgataxservices.com. Lgataxservices.com is my tax website. You can check us out there.
All right, we got to go, Lance. Lgataxservices.com. You're a rock star. God bless you. God bless the coffee profession. God bless the IRS and paying your taxes. Call Lance Gordon. We'll see y'all later.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.